Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl fighters!
9 hours remaining.
Did you pick that up?
Probably.
I didn't know you'd started recording yet. I was letting it all out.
You can still rap.
Nope, it's ruined now. It's fucked up. We're never going back. Shannon!
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, it's been a while.
I missed you.
I mean, we text like every day, but it's not the same.
It's been like 3 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
No, because 2 weeks ago was when I got sick. And then last week you had another concert because it's concert series summer.
Yep.
But yeah, no, you guys, I had food poisoning.
Yes.
It was not great.
No.
And I had foam.
All that about it.
Oh.
You were sick, food poisoning.
Yeah, my grandma and I went to, what do we call that place?
Big Boy.
We went to Big Boy. I'm glad you remembered. And she got like, was not feeling well, like felt sick, like the flu, and had to get taken to the doctor a few days later, whereas I was sick to my stomach, and it was not awesome. Like, I was...
Yeah, no, you were shitting your brains out, right?
Well, I mean, I didn't need to tell everybody that, but yes.
In hours.
Yeah, within hours. Within hours.
Which made me go, oh, I bet you there was, like, animal fat in whatever you ate.
Yeah, but
like,
then,
some sort of... fat your body's not used to.
Yeah, but grandma wouldn't have gotten sick for that because she eats animals.
Correct.
So,
but you didn't find out grandma got sick till later, right?
Right, that's true. I didn't know that. I was later in the week that my dad had to take her to the doctor, and it was the doctor who said that we probably were food poisoned because that makes sense. Like, that's consistent that she had, like, flu-like symptoms and that I mean, it was over a week that I would eat food and my stomach would go, row, 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 row. And I'd be like, oh, come on. No, no, please no.
Calm down, tummy.
It was a long time before I was back on the up and up. It was not good. So I missed Kay's first concert. And then I would have these moments where I wasn't shitting my brains out. And I'd be like, I should be there. And then I would have to run to the potty and be like, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Like Las Vegas, but on a much smaller scale.
Just like Las Vegas, but on a smaller scale. Listen, when I'm having FOMO, it feels very bad. I don't like it.
Well, she, of course, enjoyed the two songs she knows and was bored the rest of the time. So,
oh, poor thing.
We did leave right after she played I Love Rock and Roll. So, and then she was like, can we go to the concert store, Mommy?
Oh, it's your daughter.
Yeah.
It's your kid.
And she bought a heart keychain.
Aww.
We didn't even stay for heart. We just watched Joan Jett.
Aww.
She's like, she cut her hair. I'm like, yeah, honey. It's been 20 years.
30 years.
So, I actually didn't realize she fronts an all-male band. I'm an idiot.
Nah.
So, but yeah, it was fun. It was good. Everyone around us, like, loved it that Catherine was there and this was her first concert. And
aww.
She was dancing and singing and, you know, she didn't wear anything crazy that day, but she ended up wearing, like, her blue jean shorts that have little baby hearts all over them.
Mm-hmm.
And her black combat boots.
Oh.
And her black Minnie Mouse shirt, so she did look like a rock and roll girl.
Bless her sweet face.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my rock and roll baby. Yep. I'm still bummed I missed it, but...
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm shrugging, you guys. Yeah. I'm shrugging. It is what it is.
I'm really enjoying being an old person and leaving concerts halfway through. Look at this. No traffic. I love it. Scott and I did that last year when we went and saw Offspring and Sublime. And we want to see Sublime. No, Offspring. We wanted to see Offspring.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up playing first.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were like, yes. And then we left after they were done. And we were like, this is the greatest thing ever. We're home by 11. No traffic.
You didn't want to hear, mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley. I'm hornier than Ron Jeremy.
Right? Scott's like, I don't remember many Sublime.
Caress me down. And that's a loving sound. I go, I love that song. I know everything off that one album. I mean, there were a lot of things that got played. I bet Scott would have recognized more than he remembered.
Probably. And then we just saw Korn and Alice in Chains, and that was good. Did you realize the new, not that he's brand new, but the lead singer for Alice in Chains is an African-American guy?
No, I didn't know that.
I was like, that's so awesome!
I didn't know that.
We need more minorities in rock.
Yes.
And I love seeing minorities at rock shows. It's still like 0.001%. And a sea of white 40-year-old males. But yeah, so that was good. That was fun. Like, Korn was fun, too. And we left they had a few songs left. We left early. We stayed for most of it, though. And yeah. Alice was awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So Shannon likes being old and leaving concerts.
We have more. I think that's it for music concerts. Though Scott kind of wants to see the Dropkick Murphys, mm-hmm. which they're here the 27th of September. So I think they're playing up in Flint or something, though. Something crazy.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure I'm going to the Renfest that day.
My cousin Ben's in town. Hey, Ben! That weekend.
Aw. That's a long trip for a short weekend.
Yep, he's coming in, flying in and out. He's coming to see the Mighty Wolverines since his boyfriend Van Gogh. There's an extended impressionist exhibit at the DIA that includes a bunch of new Van Goghs. It's one of those traveling exhibits, so. So Sword Camp, went to Sword Camp.
Tell me about it.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Isla's here.
She's here, she's so sweet.
She's a dream.
She's so sweet.
Very sweet. So, good fit.
Good.
Yep. So, she went to Sword Camp.
You just dragged her right along.
Just dragged her right along. She did it all. She had a blast. She really bonded with people. And we're all going to go start going back to class together. So, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. So, she's been here 2 weeks now. But like a week here in our house. Alone, we did all the school stuff yesterday, got her registered, courses picked, so she's taking pottery, bake shop, culinary, world lit, American history.
We're laughing. Cause
personal empowerment.
That was like Lisa's schedule. Perfect.
Botany.
If you get anybody taking
nutrition,
taking upper level math and science classes.
Algebra 2.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh. I'm just like, oh, thank God.
Relief. Sweet, sweet relief.
I had another school. I have another student whose school decided to register for her for honors trigonometry.
Why?
When she looked at the counselor and said, I'm not good at math. Give it a few weeks to try, and then when the teachers can validate that you're not good at math, we'll just switch you out. How about you just don't set up the student for failure and put her in fucking bake shop?
I'm making a furrowed brow, frowny face.
Go fuck yourself, counselor.
Let me tell you about my go fuck yourself. I had all of these kids have this really... The teacher was like, it's going to be easy review stuff for your summer homework. It wasn't easy review stuff. Some of the stuff I didn't even know. And I was like, what's the gradient of a line? Is that just another word for slope? Nope, I wasn't wrong. Gradient is a term that you use in calculus when you're dealing like in three-dimensional stuff. So this was a linear equation. So she did just mean slope. Why the fuck was she using a calculus term to confuse everybody when she just meant fucking slope? You know, like... Everything that was on these things was difficult. There were problems where I was like, I don't even have any idea how to do this. So she said it was going to be easy review stuff, and it wasn't. And most of these kids who I have took Algebra 2 last year, and all of the Algebra 2 teachers are like, you're upperclassmen now. It's up to you if you want to do your own homework or not. You know, like, Like, I'm not making you check it. I'm not making you do your work. Like, all of the grades are tests, not even quizzes count. Like, it's up to you to do it. And now they're all going to this teacher who's teaching IB math studies, who is marking them down for not showing enough work. So they showed some work and they got the correct answer, but they didn't show every step on every single problem. Like, she's treating them, I know,
like 4-year-olds.
Yeah. Frustrated. And this is the one who doesn't want me to help people on their homework. She wants me just to be like separately teaching them concepts. Yeah. So I just keep on having to tell everybody, do not tell her that you are seeing me.
She needs to go fuck herself.
Which is ludicrous. I actually had her in high school and I really liked her. I don't understand what is going on currently.
Like, it's been 20 years. She's jaded now.
She's jaded now.
So what's else been going on? It's been like 3 weeks. I feel like we blew through that update of what I've been up to for 3 weeks. Okay. Sore camp, concerts, Isla's here, which we've been pronouncing her name wrong for 6 months, so that's been a train your brain activity. So, like ISLA, not AYLA.
I'm looking back. Last time I was here was during Gish. Yes. So Gish finished. So yeah, that went well. That was fun. Always is fun. I went down and visited Joseph and Ashley for a couple of days at the end, so that I like to do stuff with him. We tweeted at Ted Cruz.
Oh yes, your space pirates.
Because he's afraid of space pirates.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah. So, Joseph is a space pirate.
I love it.
Describe what you're seeing.
I get why you're scared of space pirates at Ted Cruz. They have better beards than you.
And shrug emoji, tea emoji.
Right. And it's Joseph in front of this space backdrop with a knife in his mouth and some sort of red sparkly bandana, and he's got
he's making such an R face. Yes. Did you see my beautiful, beautiful...
I did. What was that supposed to be for?
Christmas sweater kini.
Christmas sweater kini. Yeah. No, I saw it.
I'm making sure that you can see all my little Rudolphs.
So what'd you do? Just cut the sweater in half and then wrap the bottom half around your ass?
It's upside down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. But we cut it in half, like, in this way where it's, like, curvy like that.
Yeah. I love it.
Yep. So we went to go to the beach. And I was like, the beach is supposed to open at, like, 8 o'clock. And we got there we got there before 9 o'clock. And I'm like, there's not going to be anybody there. Like, that's so early. Who goes to the beach that early?
Mothers and their children.
People running a triathlon there that day.
You should have posed in front of triathlon runners. That would have been amazing, too.
No, I wanted it to be the thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is a beautiful beach shot, is yes, it not? Nobody was down by the fucking beach. Everybody was up at the other part of the park.
That's so funny.
No parking. I parked, like, in some trees.
You just drove up into a tree and parked there.
Like
a goddamn Harry Potter
apparently
car.
Apparently was supposed to wait for somebody to tell me to go, so I, like, just drove through the race. Like, I'm not lying, that happened. That you couldn't get in or out of the park.
I understand.
I didn't understand the rules.
It's okay.
This guy drove
up and parked in a tree.
Who's like one of the trail guys who's like standing there being like, go this way, just like glares at me and shakes his head. No.
Fucking dumbass white bitch.
Yeah, but.
God damn it.
More like youngin'. He was white. He was an old white man who clearly understood the triathlon rules, and I did not.
He's just like, dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch. So yeah, isn't it beautiful?
Hashtag dumb bitch.
Hashtag dumb bitch.
I love it.
This is another one that I did that I really liked.
Oh yeah, the do not disturb service please gray tie.
Yeah, I finally used my Christian gray tie.
There you go.
It's supposed to look like it's one tie that you can flip over, but I had two of them, so I might as well make two ties.
Yup.
Don't they look great?
They did. I love it.
Thank you. And then I took this picture and I asked Zelda if she liked it, and she nodded and said yes enthusiastically. Like, she was it's a filter.
Dollar bills, y'all.
With dollars falling around us and us wearing fake sunglasses. And she very much loves this picture, which I thought was very funny. Oh, this one was cool. So we went to go, we had to check out, one of the things was check out a book that hasn't been checked out in more than 20 years. That's not a thing that happens, because if something doesn't circulate, they get rid of it. Libraries are constantly getting rid of books.
Right.
If they don't go out into circulation. Like, they have limited space. New books are coming in. If something is not being checked out by the people, they get rid of it.
Yep.
So we go into the Oberlin Public Library, and Joseph knows them because he worked there for forever. And is asking them, and this one woman goes, wait, what was that thing I found a couple months ago?
She found a book?
Yes. And
that's amazing.
She thought it was so cool that she electronically checked it out and checked it back in immediately so that it had been quote-unquote circulated, but it didn't go on the card, so nobody knows that that happened.
Right.
But can you read the last time it was checked out, Shannon?
March 19th, 1980. Wow.
Isn't that delightful?
That's delightful.
Not only did we get 20 years, we got almost 40 years.
That's crazy.
I know. So she had found this book, and that it was like someplace it wasn't supposed to be. Nobody knew it was there. And she was like, oh, the book was from 1897. That was on the back side of the card. The front side of the card was when it had been checked out in the 1920s.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
So, like, that was delightful, because that was actually a much more difficult item than one might think. Because of,
so they let Joseph keep the book?
He checked it out. He's got to check it back in. This was what I ended up submitting for the one that we did with Catherine last time.
Yeah, okay.
It had like two panels, which right. I thought was, because everybody liked the stomping one, but I really liked being able to see her be right. like brave and excited.
Right.
So I was like, let's just do both.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that like almost like a two-panel comic, you know, it really worked out. And then this, I did beach day for the old people's home.
Right.
And I made them, like, they all have little things, and I made them postcards.
Lays and photo props for beach day.
Yep, and this guy was not having any of it. Do you see that guy?
Yes.
He did not want a lay. He did not want a postcard. He did not want to hold anything for the picture. He was not amused by my shenanigans. What is he doing, Shannon?
He's reading a magazine.
He's doing a crossword puzzle, but yes. Yep. Like, even in the picture, he could not be bothered to like sit up and smile.
I feel like that's Frank.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah. I'm here to do what I want, not your ridiculous beach day.
I'm here because they made me leave my home.
No, he volunteered. He probably just wanted to go outside. Like, I want to do the same thing that I do inside, just outside today.
Right.
But most of them were having a good time and it was cute, so. This lady did not understand that at all. She was like, what's that word mean?
Let's flamingle.
Yes. And I was like, it's a joke. Like, mingle.
Let's mingle.
But flamingos. Mm-hmm. And like, I sat there trying to explain it to her for so long.
What's that mean?
I don't get it.
Let's mingle, but with flamingos.
What?
Let's flamingo.
And you saw the tweet that I sent to
was that
William.
A dance? Yes.
To William Shatner.
Loved it. Covered wagon.
He liked it.
I love it. He has a good sense of humor.
Yes. So I made a mashup of the Enterprise with a covered wagon and said, admit it, Bill, this is how you really voyaged. Hashtag or at William Shatner, hashtag gish, hashtag final frontier.
It's awesome. I love it.
All of the other ones that I saw were just some kind of covered wagon. Like, it had the covered wagon with the Star Trek logo on it, or they made some kind of art of a covered wagon.
Yeah.
I was the only person I saw who like mashed up.
Yeah, you made the Enterprise into a covered wagon.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I was on. Mine's
obviously on. The covered wagon needs boosters.
How else is it going to get through space?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel ya.
Yeah. So anyway, that was really delightful. Like when William Shatner liked my tweet, I was like, ah! Like I totally freaked out. What an excitement! What a delight! Let's see. I went to my friend's birthday party the other day. That was fun.
Good.
It was a pool party. I didn't get in the pool. I was like, my hair looks too good. I don't.
We went to Frankenmuth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you went to a party. We were in Frankenmuth.
Yeah, you.
So, spent the night, went swimming. Catherine went down the water slide a gazillion times.
Aw, bless her sweet face.
So, it was nice. You could hear her scream through the whole thing. As soon as she, like, pushed herself off. Ah! I can just hear her little voice screaming the entire time down the tube. It was awesome. So, yeah. It was a good weekend.
You got me a Presnet.
I did get you. I spent way too much money at Bronner's.
Oh, I thought you were going to say way too much money on me. And I was about to be
No. Just on at Bronner's.
It was like. When we went up there, I thought we were going to get to spend more time at Bronner's. We were there for like 20 minutes, half hour tops.
What?
I know.
We spent 3 hours there.
Yeah, I know.
And that's just walking around browsing.
I know. My mom was like, I know, like, had a plan.
We got there at 9:05. They opened up at 9 a.m.
My mom had a plan. And
we were done by noon.
We were sticking to her plan.
Yeah, we were
there
out
there was no deviating
like,
from my, I think my mom wanted like, one thing.
I think we were done by, like, 11:45.
And I was like, wait, I wanted to meander more.
Yeah.
How dare she?
Right.
So mom. You were talking about Catherine being really into water slides.
Yeah.
Zelda's into just slides at daycare. They teach them to go down on their stomach like that.
Yeah.
So, like, they went to the park, and she was, like, going up the steps by herself, turning herself down, and throwing herself down the slide.
Yep.
Isn't she?
Yep. Catherine's always loved slides,
too. And then that's also Catherine's old hat.
Yep.
They put on her when she's going outside. So now she just plops the hat on her head.
Whenever she wants to go outside.
Yes.
That's like her signal to be like, time to go outside, bitches. I got
Which
the sun hat on.
She wants to do all the time because...
It's awesome out.
It is awesome out.
Outside's awesome.
She liked her rocking horse when she first got it. Then she hated it. Now she's back to liking it again. And directly next to her hand is her little baby piano. So she rocks back and forth on the thing and also slams down on the piano. And it's so fucking funny.
She thinks she's Elton John, doesn't she?
She clearly thinks she's Elton John. Clearly. I was on the phone with Joseph recently and I said, hey, Zelda, say hi to your Aunt Maggie. And she goes,
exactly. Like you do.
I laugh so hard.
Like
oh my god.
Do.
Oh my god. So funny. Yeah, she is the light of my life. She's a dream.
Yeah.
She's funny and smart. She's already like, you can ask her, where's your nose? And she'll point to her nose. And then when you try to do other ones, whenever she does eye, she straight up, like, stabs herself in the eye. Like, straight up, like, pokes her eye every time. So I'm like, you can just point at it. You don't have to, like...
Gash it out.
Stab your eyeball.
Speaking of, Catherine dropped a book on her face.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, the funniest thing to us because we drop our phones on our faces all the time.
Truly.
So we know how much that hurts.
Right.
She dropped, like, a big-ass... hardcover Daniel Tiger book on her face, on her eyeball.
Yeah.
So, woof. You never know, man. Sometimes my brother got, he had to get stitches in his eye once. Him and a friend were just, like, messing around off the school bus, and the kid swung his backpack and hit my brother in the face. And where he hit it was, like, he had a little book in his backpack, just a little school book, like a reading book, and the corner of the book caught the corner of my brother's eye next to his nose, where your tear duct is.
Yeah.
And cut him.
Oh, no.
And my brother had to go get stitches.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a crazy random happenstance. was weird. So I was actually envisioning like Catherine's eyeball being bloody. But at the same time, I was laughing.
It looked like nothing.
Yeah. Anywho. So what else is going on? Anything?
I don't know. Well, you know what?
I don't have a list or anything. No, neither do I. Catch up.
Netflix has released so many things because of the seasons being done. Uh-huh. That I've been like, oh my God, I have so much to watch. I watched the final season. Actually, this was on Hulu. I watched the final season of Star vs. the Forces of Evil. So sad that's over. What a delightful cartoon. But at least I can always watch it forever. Uh-huh. Like, it's not gone. It's just done. And I watched the final season of Jane the Virgin, mm-hmm. and I cried. And I watched the final season of iZombie, and I cried. Mm-hmm. And I'm working my way through The 100, and Mindhunter just came out, and I haven't watched that yet. Mm-hmm. And I really want to watch Mindhunter season 2. Like, there's so much good. The end of the summer, man, is when everything comes to Netflix.
Yeah.
I noticed that last year, too. Mm-hmm. But, like, now is when all the shit arrives, and I have so much to watch. What have you been watching? Anything good or interesting?
Hyla and I started watching Heartland. It is an old show from the 90s that's still going on.
What?
A Canadian show.
Okay.
About a horse ranch.
Okay.
And it's like, I think it's still on TV, man. From like the late 90s, because everyone has a flip phone. And one of the girls is like, look, my phone takes pictures now. Isn't it amazing? And it's a flip phone that takes pictures.
When did you have your first flip phone that took pictures?
I think in the early 2000s. So
my first picture camera phone was when I worked at, I got it right before I started working at Disney World. So that was 2006. But that wasn't, I mean, that wasn't the earliest camera phones.
Yeah, no, I had, I don't even know what my first phone was. It was just like a large flat one. And then my second one was a Nokia. And then I think my third phone was a flip phone. And that one might have taken pictures. And then it was tiny. It was really tiny, actually. It wasn't one of those razors, but it came out around the same time. And then I got the precursor to the iPhone. And that was a slidey phone.
Mm-hmm.
You still had to hit all the buttons to text a word. And it took videos, pictures, and surfed the internet.
Ooh.
And that was a big deal. And then the iPhone came out. Like literally 6 months after I got that phone. So my first iPhone was an iPhone 4. Yeah, a 3 or a 4. So, yeah, if you find that, like, cell phone meme.
This was my first phone, but black.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first phone.
Motorola Time Port.
But I had the black one, but it looked like that.
And yeah, I did get my first cell phone in, like, 97.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I got mine. It was 2001 that I got my first.
I still have them all in a box. Wait.
I was looking at Motorola phones.
It was something like that, but bigger and boxier. Looking at pictures on a podcast is really great podcasting. I think I had something similar to that, but it wasn't Motorola. Yeah. Oh, wait. It was that little one.
You had that.
I think I had that little one, yeah. It was so tiny it'd fit anywhere. Yeah, because it was out around the same time as the Razor, but it wasn't the Razor. Then I might have had, I don't know. I have them all in a box somewhere.
Yeah. I would get whatever phone I could get free.
Yeah, it was whatever phone was free.
Yep.
That had the best technology.
Yep.
So they were generally Motorola's or Nokia's.
I had a couple of LGs.
Yeah.
I had
I think my first phone was an LG.
My first phone was that Motorola one I just showed you.
Yeah.
My second phone was an LG, and it was a flip phone, and it had color screens, and I just loved that the screen was color. You couldn't take pictures with it, but like you could pick backgrounds, and there were like 10 to pick from.
Yep.
And that light on the outside would light up different colors while somebody was calling.
Nice.
So it would like light up, like it would be like red, blue.
Do you love how we talk about the history of cell phones?
It's really funny, right?
Kids will never know the type of cell phones we had to deal with. My friends had a car phone. It's like pre-cell phone. It only worked in the car while the car was on.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone I knew had, like, the shoulder bag cell phone.
Yeah, that's old.
I think they might have had the ginormous ones, like in Hot Tub Time Machine. You know, when they're on the mountain in the 80s. It's like, I'm calling you from the mountain. You know, Zach Morris had one.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you guys, tell us what about some of your early phones. Tell us about some of their features that that you were excited about at the time. You know, like that's very funny. We enjoy looking back on that. Remember how shitty, like how really bad the phone quality, like the picture quality was on those early phones. Dear God, that was terrible. An earlier version of that was what my phone was. But
I think I had that black one, too.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on Verizon for a long time, so.
Right.
Till I jumped ship to get an iPhone. Jumped ship to AT&T. We didn't talk about our butter cheese tonight.
Oh, my God. Shannon.
I got regular butter cheese, and then I found, like, blue cheese butter cheese. And I opened this bitch, and she started leaking everywhere. She's so smooth and creamy. She literally just started leaking. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, it just, like, melted. It just was, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's not hot in here.
Yeah.
It's a normal temperature. It is a normal temperature, and it just fucking melted.
And there's, like, this thick, black, fuzzy vein of mold through it. That actually makes me not want to eat it anymore.
Every time I eat it, like that mold, that vein is so strong that every time I ate it, I was like I feel like my tongue's going numb. Like it was so strong.
And we had mac and cheese night. I'm going to come over here and eat a little bit of blue butter cheese. It's creamy.
Eat some of that vein.
No way, man.
Feel your tongue go asleep.
No, I like my tongue. Keith on the Try Guys ate $500 worth of stanky cheese.
I know, I need to watch it. Shannon sent it to me and was like, watch it, take pictures, and then figure it out which one.
Yeah, take screenshots, and we'll whatever ones we both screenshot, we'll try.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we at least get three of the same ones. I think I took 6 screenshots. So.
I mean, we can try as many as we want.
We can. If we can find them all.
Someday when I get money.
Right.
I'm so fucking broke right now. It's painful. And I'm supposed to be going on vacation next week with my girlfriends. And I'm like, welp, I'm just going to bring my own food and eat string cheese and nuts all week. Because that's all I can afford to survive on. It's rough.
You want some frozen Chinese food? I have some in the freezer.
I appreciate you. No. No, because I have to do the group thing that they want me to do.
Yeah.
Which I haven't been being very gracious about. Because did I tell you the Nashville part of this?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, 2 years ago, we all went to Nashville for the eclipse. And it was like exactly 2 years ago. So I went to Gen Con. Gen Con was a little later that year. We did Gen Con. And right from Gen Con, I drove to Nashville to see the eclipse. So I was there in Nashville a day later than everybody else. And then I also had brought a bunch of my own food with me because I'd been at Gen Con. Like I had a whole like cooler full of stuff. I had string cheese and I had oranges and I had chips in it and. So I had like some eggs and toast and I had some grilled cheese from the group food on the trip. And this was the first trip where I had not been in charge of everything. So like I just didn't think about it. Like, whenever I'd been in charge and someone had said, hey, just want to point out, you know, like, I got there way later than everybody else and I ate mostly my own food, I'd be like, okay, what do you think is fair? And I'll divvy everything up for everybody else, you know? Or like, so I would know that somebody had stayed there less days than the other people, and I would prorate their hotel so that, and be like, okay, so that day in the hotel is split between 5 people, but the rest of the trip is between 4. Like, I always would do that. So I get home, and apparently at some point in the email, they had said, we're just going to split everything evenly to make it easier. And so...
That's lazy.
I always do it by hand. I don't do it lazy. So, so she's like, you owe $28, you know, for the food that you ate.
Like, for what? For goddamn egg and a bagel?
And grilled cheese.
But is this fucking Zingerman's?
Right. It was not Zingerman's. And then they're like, let's do that again. And I was like,
No.
You know, my friend.
That Friends episode when they all go out to dinner and everyone gets like big fancy fucking dinner, and Joey and Rachel and Phoebe never get big fancy dinner because they're broke. And then they get the $400 bill. They're like, oh, let's just split it. And they're like, no, fucker. I ate breadsticks that were free. And a side salad that was $8. Here's my $10.
Right. Yeah. There was a story about that on Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. Like, we have all been in that situation before where we're the poor one and we make the choice. And then somebody says, let's just split it. Like, we have all been in that situation at one time or another. You would think that we would have compassion for other people being in that situation.
Damn it, if I'd known that was going to happen, I would have fucking drank. And I didn't drink because I didn't want to rack up a goddamn bill.
I know.
I'm stuck paying for your fucking $12 drinks because we're going to just split it evenly.
And like last year, I, excuse me. Last year, I had 2 little wine coolers, right? They probably came in a pack of like... 12 wine coolers, and that pack of 12 wine coolers was probably $18. So under $2 a piece for my little 2 little wine cooler. You know, they were stupid and silly, and they were tasty. They were a fun little silly drink to drink on the beach to have some like Jamaican cooler.
Jamaican me crazy.
Wine cooler.
That's what that flavor is.
Pina colada.
Penis colada.
Penis colada.
It's not a real flavor.
It's not. I wouldn't want it.
Nope.
But
you
like,
just keep that penis colada to yourself.
You know, strawberry mojito wine cooler.
Right.
Like, what a delightful beach treat.
Yes.
But I was like, I'll just bring my own alcohol this year. Because why? Why would I say that? Because I don't want to have 2 wine coolers and then get told, you owe $20.
Right.
Because you drank from the alcohol.
People just bring their own shit.
No, everybody should give it to me and I will prorate it like the neurotic asshole that I am.
Or that.
That's what we've always done in the past. Why are we using the Splitwise app and splitting everything evenly?
I think this blue would be good with a baguette.
I did keep eating it on the bread. It was better on the bread. How's your tongue feeling?
That was rind.
I saw you make a face. Did your tongue start to feel like it was falling asleep?
No, but I'm literally eating around the black vein of blue mold.
I was like, I think my tongue is going to fall off. Like, that's so much. Look at how dark that is. It looks like it's going to kill you.
It's like black as day.
Oh, black as night. Black as death. Oh, I also listened recently to Neil Gaiman's Norse Gods book. It was really enjoyable. I had it on Audible.
Nice.
Yeah. And I texted Joseph just like randomly. And I was like, why was Hod killed for Baldur's death and not Loki?
And did he know what you're talking about?
Yeah. And he was like, well, intent doesn't matter. And I was like, well, it fucking should. Loki tricks Hod into killing Baldur. Hod doesn't know what he's doing. He thinks he's just doing a prank. Hod is blind. Hod's blind, and Loki talks him into pulling a little harmless prank, and it kills Baldur. And who's killed for killing Baldur?
Hod.
Hod, not Loki. It should have fucking been Loki. Loki was set Hod up. Hod did not intend, and Joseph was like, intent doesn't matter for Norse law.
That's like fucking setting up the guy in Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that's like.
Right.
You don't set up the blind guy.
Or the stupid guy.
The murderer.
No.
That's just mean Loki. Now I'm upset. Anywho, I joined like 4 Reddit gift exchanges.
That's too many.
Pop, Funko Pop exchange, vinyl record exchange, hometown exchange, which I always do, and reusable bag. I figured the reusable bag, like, I have a million, I'll just send them some used ones.
Yeah.
They're reusable, right?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm going to go to Joann's. They're this.
Oh, my God. They have such, sword. They have cute ones at yeah. Joann's. I was just there, yeah. Like, last week.
And this person's a knitter, so I know they have, like, crazy knit lady or something on a few of them. So, but yeah. Oops. I mailed off my Funko ones. I just ordered them from Amazon and had them shipped today.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway, so we'll see what I get from the vinyl. I also joined a postcard exchange website.
Oh, yeah, no, you had said that. I don't know if we talked about that on the last episode, though.
I don't think so.
Tell me.
I finally sent, you can send 5 at a time, and then as they arrive, you get to send more. So I've only gotten 1 in the U.S., and the other 4 are all abroad. And my person in California really loved her. So I might, like, I saved her address, so I might send her more. I don't know.
Nice.
Fun.
Oh, I love it.
So I bought a stack of, like, hello from Detroit cards from Amazon. So I have, like, 20 of those to go at any given time. And you can get an international postcard stamp from the post office. It's only, like, $1.10. And you just slap that on the postcard and throw it in the mailbox. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
that's nice. That's fun.
And so Isla sees me send out all these postcards, and I'm like, you should send some postcards to your family. So she's going to start sending postcards to them, too.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sweet. I know I said that like 3 times already, but you guys, she's so sweet.
Very sweet. Anyway, I feel like we haven't seen each other in forever, and this is feeling like a low energy podcast.
We already talked about all the things we did. I had the thing, and I had food. I had gish, and then I had
gish and food poisoning.
I had gish and food poisoning, and that's pretty much.
I had concert, sword camp, and new kid.
Right, that is plenty.
Yeah,
it's summer, man. We're just doing stuff.
Summertime. We got to go to the Ren Fest on the 1st.
You have to?
Yeah, for my mom's birthday. Woohoo. She keeps trying to dress everyone up. Like, calm
like
down.
Like, she wants to do, like, a theme? I mean, you all wear costumes usually, right?
Yes.
So she want, how is this dress
up? Like, we were in Frankenmuth and... Like, Catherine wanted something for her costume. Oh, I bought her a little a flower wreath for her hair. Because my mom got her one a few years ago at the Ren Fest, except it had real dried flowers in it. Guess how long that lasted on my kid's head?
Like a couple hours max.
Yeah, and then all the flowers got pulled off.
I have one that's real flowers that I just try not to touch.
Right.
I can't wear it. Baby face, but like you do with a fuck buddy, he bought it for me. So I just keep it because I'm a sentimental sap.
So I got her like one with fake flowers.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, does that match her costume? I'm like, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's what she wants. I don't care if it matches her costume or not. So she does all that passive aggressive micromanaging of our things.
Gotcha.
She keeps trying to push Jenny's pirate costume off on Isla. I have that vest and shirt and pants you can borrow from Jenny's costume, Isla.
And she has said it like 12 times.
Yeah.
I was like, I have something for her too. I don't know. That really washed Tina out last year. We don't want to wash Isla out. I'm like, why do you fucking care? Why do you care?
Because it's her birthday photo that she's going to look at all the time.
Right?
Every day.
Oh. Hooray. We're going to go for a few hours because we have a pool party to go to.
I also meant to ask you, you said you have stuff for what you do for your wedding ceremonies when you're officiating.
Oh, yes.
We need to talk about that.
I need to share that with you.
I just thought about it right now because I was talking to my friend, the bride. Well, this is a hilarious story that I promised my grandma I would tell no one, so I'm going to tell everybody on my podcast right now.
All 13 people.
So, you know, Joseph and Ashley got married many years ago, and grandma gave them money. And Stephanie and Steve, my cousin and his fiance, are getting pressured into having a bigger wedding than what Stephanie wanted. And she was talking about picking out food, and I said, hey, like, you don't have to offer a vegetarian option for everybody, but just make sure that there is one available for me, because I was told I was getting a vegetarian option at a wedding and once, and I was just served double potatoes and double vegetables.
Vegetarian?
No, they clearly had no idea that there was a vegetarian coming. Okay. They clearly did not know. So I was talking to her about it, and then she sent me the information from the like place at their the reception hall. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, this is so much. Like, even having an 85-person wedding is $30,000. That's an exaggeration. However.
Well, how much were the dinners? $65 each?
They were, no, I mean, for just the entrees, it's like $40 each. But then when you include all of the other things to have some appetizers in there.
That's
and
not
some,
normal.
Right. Right. No, but like. I'm not saying that it was more than normal. I was just saying, man, this is expensive when you wanted just a courthouse wedding. Like, this, they
that
actually...
That escalated quickly.
That was what I meant by that. That escalated quickly. That looks like death. That cheese looks like it's going to kill somebody. Okay, anyway, continuing with my story. So my grandma got talked into helping them out with their photography videographer package. Ugh. Yeah. Guess how much that is?
$8,000.
No, they found a really cheap one for $4,000. Who's not bad. Just, you know, value priced at $4,000. So my grandma is helping pay for that. And like after she told me that after I went and saw grandma yesterday and had dinner with her, and after she told me that she was helping pay and she didn't understand why it would cost that much and why she had to pay that. Like my grandma did not get that is like normal and, you know, She didn't get that's actually a very reasonable price and thought that was a real lot to have somebody videotape your wedding. And
she doesn't realize there's post-production.
No, she doesn't. But like not long after that, she gave me $50. I think she was feeling real guilty right in that moment.
I love it.
Yeah. I thought that was very hilarious, which is why I had to tell it. I even told Stephanie and she was like, Grandma's like, don't tell anybody. Listen, I don't think anybody except for my Uncle Mark, who's a piece of shit, I don't think anybody would feel bad about the fact that I go see Grandma more and she hands me money more. Like, that's the thing. If they saw her more often, they would get handed money more often.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why I always go shopping with my mom, because you never know.
Yeah. She might buy stuff. She might buy you stuff.
Always.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed. If you go shopping with my mom, she's going to buy you fucking something.
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask. She'll just be like, oh, this is nice. Would you like it?
My mom doesn't do that very often, but she does something. Like, it happens every once in a while.
It happens.
Like, it's worth it to go with her because maybe she might feel like that.
Nope.
But yeah, no, I mean, right. And also, it's unlikely that I will get married before my grandma dies. Like, let's just be fully honest here. And so my
maybe
brother
can just give you $4,000.
My brother got a wedding present, and my cousin is getting a wedding present, and she just threw me lots of extra $50 bills over the years,
there
and
you
it
go.
It works out.
There you go.
And I'm not mad about it. I kept on telling my grandma, because she was talking about things, and I was like, "Grandma, it's your money to spend however you want." And she was like, "Well, Mark doesn't think so." And I was like, "'Cause he wants it for him. I think she should spend all of it."
Yep.
I think she should spend every last penny. I don't give a shit what
That's
she does
what
with
my grandfather her. Wants to do.
What?
Spend every last dime he has before he dies.
It's my goddamn money. I'll do what I want with it.
Yep.
I don't.
Go ahead, Grandpa.
I don't want her to do it vindictively. I want her to have fun. That's what I mean by that. Like,
his is like 50-50. It's vindictive. And it's his money. He wants to spend it however he wants. I want to go to the casino. Let's go.
Yeah.
But he also has to be able to pay his fucking bills.
Right.
So.
I told Grandma Jean that I expected at least 10 more years with her, and she laughed and rolled her eyes at me. She goes, 101? And I was like, yeah, that seems like a good age.
She's like, you should be like, you can outweigh Mark, right?
Oh, I have two pieces of, like, good news. I have two.
Oh, good.
So I reached my, like, 5-year sobriety date.
Woo!
Which,
oh, my God, I'm so
sexy.
Sorry.
Sexy. That was the best
so
woo.
Sorry.
That was the best woo.
Death cheese, man.
Which,
death eater cheese, you're right.
Even though I have not been sober the whole time, like,
you're
I
on
still,
your plan.
Right. I'm still on my plan, and that's why I celebrate that.
Yes.
So,
I think
because
that's good.
Because I think a lot of people like hear that and are like, but you drink sometimes. Right.
Yeah,
but like,
but that's my plan.
Right.
I enjoy drinking. I acknowledge that I have addictive tendencies, and I worked through them, and this is my plan.
Right. I have a plan, and I stick to it.
Yep. So it is better for me to imbibe a tiny bit than to not at all. You know, I can't drink. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't eat sugar. I really need to start telling myself that.
No, sugar's so delicious. It's so good. People who say that to themselves are having very sad lives. Just
I can smell cupcakes. I don't need to eat them.
Okay, those cupcakes were good.
Those were good.
I got us buttermilk cupcakes with lemon passion fruit buttercream icing.
It was really tangy. It was very delightful.
It was delightful.
It was kind of like a key lime cupcake.
It was, yeah, but not.
But not.
Because it was lemon it was, passion fruit.
Yeah.
Imagine lemon and passion fruit. There you go. With the tang of a key lime. And then the other good news I had was that I walked into Target with 2 gift cards. And I just wandered around Target and put whatever I wanted into my basket. And then I went up to the front of Target and went to check out. And I didn't even, one of the gift cards was partially used. It wasn't like a normal amount. So he puts the 2 gift cards, well, he puts the first gift card on, the partial gift card, and what's left is $50.21, and I know that the other gift card is
$50.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, I didn't even try.
You should have paid your girlfriends in Target gift cards.
I should have paid them in Target gift cards. No, I bought myself things like, I bought mostly, toothbrush heads.
All that shit you need every once in a while that costs you $75.
Dude, the replacement toothbrush heads are so expensive for my... Yeah. But I did buy myself this for the trip.
Oh, that's amazing.
What
it's
are you
like
looking
a
at?
Pink mermaid tail. A big, great big pool floaty.
Yes.
It's called the Giant Rose Gold Mermaid.
Yes, it's a mermaid.
Which we all know is on sale by now.
Yes, it was on sale. It was on sale. So I was like, woo, I'm getting myself this on sale fun thing for my beach trip. It's going to be a dream. So yeah, that was like the fun thing I got myself. Otherwise, it was contact solution.
Right.
What else?
Tampon. No, you don't do tampons.
I don't do tampons. But yeah.
That kind of shit.
But yes, that kind of shit. Reusable, like not reusable, renewable. What are the things where you have to replace them? Replaceable toiletries, yeah. Things that don't last forever, disposable items that you use. So yeah, most of it was boring, but I did get myself a beautiful mermaid fin.
Nice.
To use on my beach vacation that I don't want to go on anymore. I just don't want to go. I just want to not worry about money and just stay at home.
Yeah.
Money's stupid.
You should go, though.
I know. They're going to my grandma's house. So if I don't go, they don't have anywhere to stay. They're all just going to show up.
Book another Airbnb, man.
No, I should go. Like that would be bad. Like just not going would also be bad.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to read. I can't. It just makes me laugh. Yes, internet thing of the day. So, this is from a group where I've agreed not to share screenshots, but it's not a screenshot if I'm reading it to you out loud.
There we go.
Stoner moment. My wife asks me to Google if dogs can have braids. So I do. Best thing I've done all day. She's laughing but looking at me blankly. Then repeats her question, if dogs can have grapes. And then everybody posted pictures of dogs
with braids.
And now I demand, like, that was what made it so funny. I was crying. I was laughing so hard at all of these. Like, everybody's responding. So Google dogs with braids or can dogs have braids? And see what delightful trash you come up with, because it's amazing. Can dogs have braids?
Right.
The answer is yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you for licking your water bottle the other night. That was awesome.
Aw, you're so welcome. Yeah. Shannon's internet thing of the week was pretty funny. It said, quick, with whatever's to your right, recreate this photo. Yeah. And it was Miley Cyrus from Wrecking Ball licking the hammer. The
sledgehammer.
Yeah. And so
I was in our hotel room, and the purse I gave Isla to use was sitting next to me. So I slowly grabbed the purse and, like, took this weird video, like, this weird picture of me pretending to lick it in hopes that she wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was good. It was very enjoyable. So you can find that on the internet and try to recreate that with your friends. Very funny.
I knew my one friend was like, mine's X-rated. I was like, oh, I know you're in bed with your man. Hey. Just put a little, eggplant emoji.
Yeah.
Like, she could have resized it. That's what she should have done, was take a picture.
Or just licked his face. Right. Like, that would have been hilarious.
Toe or something.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be a penis. Even if it had been a penis, she could have, like,
ma'am.
Put that, like,
ma'am. Yeah. I know.
Eggplant emoji over it.
Exactly that.
And we all would have known what she was really looking. Licking.
Right.
Liking.
Yeah, no, she should have licked his face. I'm thinking that would have been
really funny. Or like his nose or something funny. Like, put your tongue up his nostril.
Right. And then he's like looking out of the corner of his eyes like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that would have been the funniest one. That would have been delightful. That would have been so funny. How dare she? How dare she get so boring that she can't even think of licking faces?
Right. Obviously, she was laying there scrolling, not having sex.
Right. She was not mid-coitus, so she had time to respond to your thing.
All right, we should wrap it up like a dick.
Make like a fetus and head out of this bitch. All right, guys, find us everywhere on social media. That More Thing, that is the name of this podcast, and that's also where you will find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, like, rate. Yes?
Coming up on our 8th anniversary.
I know. It's wild.
Crazy.
It's wild.
Should we watch all of Glee from beginning again?
Oh my gosh, that might be a fun, silly thing to do.
That might be fun.
All right, find us everywhere, That More Thing. No, it's our 7th anniversary. It will be the start of our 8th season.
Yeah.
That's not 8th anniversary.
That's what I said.
Okay. You guys. You just reminded me of yourself earlier. Shannon told Catherine she could fall asleep in their bed, and then Catherine said that she could, and Shannon was like, I never said that. And then she was like, Maggie, and I was like, I don't know.
And I was like, Isla? And she was like, you said that. And I was like, Isla!
Maybe we shouldn't be gaslighting your child.
Well, that type of gaslighting is all in fun.
Right. She knew you were joking.
Right. Anyway. All right. I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie. And this has been episode 2 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.